Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Chamishi, the 28th day of the month of Tammuz, the past 2 weeks, we have been speaking and directing our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers to those in Surfside, to those who were lost in the building collapse and to their families. We've highlighted it here on the call, and we have also highlighted it in the email that goes out daily. Yesterday, the local state government transitioned it from being a search and rescue to now 2 weeks later to being a recovery. There's always hope. We should always continue to daven. But at this point, going forward, unfortunately, the outlook is that they're not expecting to find any survivors. But we'll continue to daven. We'll continue to hope for a miracle. And that's what we're davening. That's what we're praying for. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support. In particular, the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi David Algazi of Havarat Yisrael in Forest Hills, New York. Shared Divrei Chizuk, which we've immediately followed by Rabbi Algazi slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it'll be followed by the Mishnah Berachah L'Cholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Algazi.
Shalom. My pleasure to join you on this very important and very helpful program that I understand has been running through the whole pandemic period. We now are in view of another great tragedy that is occurring not far from where I am actually sitting now on Surfside. And of course, the question always arises as to how to confront difficulty, pain, and tragedy. And this week we're going to be reading a Parashot Matot and Mas'eh. And the Parashot Mas'eh, there is a word that appears all the time, Vayis'u Vayachanu, Vayis'u Vayachanu. And the question is, why does the Torah actually uses this repeating phrase, they traveled and they encamped, they traveled and they encamped. The Sfat Emet, in a very beautiful explanation, suggests that travel in life, the journey of our lives, is a struggle. And there are stages in life that require our efforts to conquer great challenges and new struggles. Life is not always a straight journey. We're going to be encountering sometimes difficulties. But in the end, after the Vayis'u, after the struggle, we will be able to find a time of peace. And that's why he says that nichtevu kol ha-matzaot, all these journeys were written in the Bible, lehodia la'am Hashem, to be able to notify the Jewish people that kol obei Hashem, and that everyone who is part of this nation, lo yipol libo alav mikol ha-netivot she'yesh lo, that a person should not be depressed from all these great journeys that he has to encounter. And this is a message that I'd like to share with you. In life, there will always be an up and a down. There will be an achievement and a failure. And after harmony, there will always be a new journey, a new battle. But we have to remember that after each struggle, a new encampment and a new peace will arrive. Our humanity is in constant struggle, and this year particularly has always been a very difficult challenge to all of us. But traveling through many phases of life, similar stations that the Jewish people travel reminds us that it's always going to be a time of peace, a time of encampment, and a time of harmony. And I hope, Mr. Shen, that even those who have to encounter unexplained difficulties and difficulties that cannot be solved will also be able to find the peace. And now we're going to be reading the Tehillim. Please join me as we say it together. Psalm Tehillim number 20. Perekaf. לנצח מזמור לדוד, יענך אדוני ביום צרה, ישגבך שם אלוהי יעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסעדך, יזכור כל מנחותיך ועולתך ידשני סלע, ייתן לך חלבביך וכל עצתך ימלא. נרנה בישועתך, ושם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. אתה ידעתי, כי יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראנו. פרק כ"ג, פסלם 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אחסר. פינות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני במעגל צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגץ על מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי. דשנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Now turn to 121. שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מאם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צדך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. We turn now to פרק קובלמת 130. שיר המעלות, ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני, שמעה בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם אבונות תשמוריה, אדוני, מי יעמוד? כי עמך סליחה, למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני, קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו אוכלתי. נושיר אדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדות, והוא If they in Israel, we call Avonotav. מי שברך אבותינו, רם יצחק ויעקב, ישלח רפואה שלמה לחולי ישראל, ישלח להם רפואה שלמה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ושביה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבות לגאולה אשתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Algazi. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered the tovas for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday, Erev Shabbat, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm still waiting on a confirmation from the speaker, so show up at 1, and we'll have a great speaker in place tomorrow, as we always do. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.